Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the What Culture Gaming Podcast, hosted by me, Ash Millman, and joined by he, Adam Cleary. Say hello, Adam.
Hello.
You're very close to the screen, and it's very unnerving. Yeah, you look like you're like beaming in via 2 pixels max here. So is your internet okay?
It's fine, yeah. Most of the comments I've been getting on videos we've done during lockdown has been, you look terrible as opposed to low resolution, so that's at least an improvement.
Oh, well, I'm really sorry about that. I don't know what to say. I'm very sorry. But yeah, so today we're going to be talking to you about games that we have been playing whilst we've been stuck at home. We have done a couple of pods on similar things, but you haven't heard from us, guys. And we are full of exciting, entertaining tidbits of gaming and things we've been playing and fun stuff we've been doing. So we're going to entertain you with the What We Have Been Playing podcast. And it's going to be great, is all I can say. We're here. Every week at the moment, we're doing a lot more podcasts. Me and Adam will be doing one every Friday, and we're going to start off with what we've been playing because it seems like a natural place to bring up some games fun. So, Adam, what have you been playing?
Well, I've kind of got a bit of a reputation at work for never getting through things because I'll sit down with a TV series and spend months on that and then like spend 2 years reading a book and then let myself play a game. But because we've not been allowed out of the house and I've been denied my precious alcoholism, I've had to turn this one-bedroom sad man's masturbatorium into a haven of gaming pleasures. So, yeah, I've actually played loads of games during lockdown. It's been brilliant.
Why did you have to make it that way? The sad man's masturbatorium and the gaming pleasures. I don't want to know what games you've been playing. I don't want to know.
Oh, well, that was a very short podcast.
Yeah, okay, sorry, we're done now. Turn off. No, really, what has been keeping you entertained this lockdown then? That isn't filth.
There's loads of cool games which I can make myself look cool by talking about and make myself look like interesting, but I've got to be honest, the most amount of hours out of any video game have probably gone into Animal Crossing New Horizons. I'd never played an Animal Crossing game before. I had no interest in playing an Animal Crossing game before, but then so many people I know, dear colleagues of both yours and mine, were like, oh, this is a great place to go and escape how horrible the rest of the world is. So I was like, well, I'm not spending my money on anything else, so I gave it a try and then got mildly addicted to it. I caught all the fish and built all the trees and visited all the islands and got all the residents and then eventually talked a nice dog into playing a small concert on my island.
This sounds so wholesome. It sounds so lovely.
It's so good, honestly. Have you played it? Like, you haven't got a Switch?
I've had a little dabble in it, but no, I haven't played it properly. I've been player two, if ever on it.
Ah, the story of your life. Well, it's just so, like, it's so gentle and so reassuring. It's just, you know, you're stuck in the house. Everything is busy work now. You're either at work, and as soon as you finish, it's like, oh, this needs a hoover or this needs a tidy. Like, my house has never been cleaner or better organized than this. So I thought if I played a game, I would want to escape the monotonous tasks and the repeated busy work. But all the game is just go over here and collect these things. And then you can build this thing. And then none of the things you build or do or collect or win or earn or anything do anything. Like, you can't interact with them or anything. It doesn't unlock anything. It's just...
Yeah, but fish.
It goes there.
Like pulling an oarfish out of the sea.
Oh, have you done the oarfish?
Or big oarfish, big pop.
I absolutely lost my mind. Every single fish I had, I've been about that big, been a dace or a loach or something completely useless. And I pulled an oarfish out and gasped. Like, in a way that film and television have not been able to make me do in a long time. I audibly, like...
Investment in the fish.
Yeah, there's a museum in the island as well, which I got a Switch. The same reason I buy pretty much every single Nintendo console, and that is because there is a new Pokemon game out, and I want to play it. So I got the Switch with the new Pokemon game and was really disappointed by it. I thought they didn't do enough to, like, make it... It didn't feel like a step onto a home console from a traditionally handheld franchise. And somehow Animal Crossing has managed to create a better gotta catch 'em all mini game than the actual Pokemon game. Like, filling the museum there, there's an owl in it called Blathers, who is just Benjamin Richardson in a bow tie.
Oh, he's a lovely owl. He's a lovely owl. And Blathers is as well.
I don't even have to make the Blathers case to you. That's relieving. He's just... I feel bad playing the game during the day and having to wake him up to show him the tiny thing I've got to bother him for the fact. But no, it's just, it's so wholesome and it's so pure. And it was, in the first couple of weeks of this, the perfect tonic to everything else that was going on. I've dropped off. I got the concert. I did the slider stuff. I've not really gone back to it too much since then. But the hours that were spent on it were certainly not wasted.
The time I have had on there has been absolutely catch all the fish, catch them all, catch the bugs. Like, that has been, that was like my little escape. But no, the thing that got me through the beginning of this absolutely was Doom Eternal, which I've spoke about previously. Oh. And the rip and tear was so cathartic. A bit of rip and tear. It's just arcade madness. I know it has been espoused much upon on this channel and on the gaming channel. It is a great game. It is a great game. It's perhaps game of the year so far until about next week when The Last of Us 2 comes out, which will then take up all of my time in the world, I think. But yeah, Doom Eternal was my my jumping in point to this, and I had such a blast with it. Killing demons, what more could you want?
Well, I have a question, actually. I haven't played Doom Eternal yet, but I did play Doom 2016 a little bit. Is it better than that or different than that or...
It's really good. It's a really good game, and it's incredibly well put together, and it's a great sequel. But 2016 is my favorite out of the two. I just think that hits the peak.
Ash, you're not breaking up with the game. You have to reassure it.
I know, but like, I feel like every time I've spoken about Doom Eternal, I've been like, oh, it's not as good as 2016, but that doesn't mean it's not an amazing game. It's just, I prefer 2016, but I still had a nice time with it. It was still one of my favorite experiences of like gaming recently that I've done, because I had a good time, had some rip and tear, picked up some arcade ammo. I don't think it helped my case playing 2016 right before Doom Eternal. You're laughing at me, rip and tear.
I'm just laughing at you because I remember when you were playing this game, every single person at What Culture will attest to the fact you communicated in only three words for about 3 weeks. And it was a different combination of tear, rip, and...
I know that, honestly. And if that was me, you've got to imagine what Rich was like, who is like fully invested in this game. I don't even know what he spoke in if I spoke in those three words. Like, it takes over your life, that game. It's a real good one. But what else have you been doing? Has Animal Crossing like peered into your other things? Have you gone for more wholesome content now you've had a trip to the world of whatever your island's...
My island? You don't know what my island was called?
Yeah.
It was called Newcastle.
Oh, there we go. There it is. I did know this. I just wanted you to have to say it on camera.
I wanted to call it Clitley Bay, but I got told I wasn't allowed. Anyway, no, I have not had more wholesome gaming experiences as a result of that. That was my designated court-appointed calm down time. What I played instead, what I segued out of, was the Final Fantasy VII Remake. Now,
you've got to tell me all about this, because I haven't played it, and I need some super fans' knowledge of it, because I know you're a big fan of the Final Fantasy series.
I am. Before I get into this, I should point out, me and Scott, we got down to go and play it a few months before it came out. Square very kindly had us down. We got a couple of samples of it, and then when it came time to review the game, we obviously got a review copy, and I straight away went, I don't want that, because this game means so much to me as both like a person and a gamer and everything. I did not want to have to sit there and rush through it in three or four nights for work just to get a bit of content out of it. So long as someone else was happy to do that, I preferred to wait a bit, not get it straight away, let all the conversations around it die down, and just sit in my own little bubble and play it. And it was, for large parts, perfect. Other parts, not quite, but overall, I cannot believe what a triumph of video game production and also how protective it is of the original story. I was so dead against them remaking that game. I didn't want them to do it. I didn't see a need for it. I thought, I'm not going to play it. It'll just ruin it. But you can tell every single person working on that game either worked on the original or played it when they were a kid, because the weight and the reverence and the respect that's like there for the original game, even the stuff they've changed and tweaked and everything, is it's so good. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
I said to Scott when I was playing it, it's taking me ages because I'm refusing to run anywhere. I'm just I'm walking everywhere and just looking up and looking at the world building and how they've brought this like polygon just about 3D world from my childhood into like beautifully rendered, like photorealistic detail. It was just, oh, chef's kiss, the whole thing.
Oh no, it sounds really good. I feel like it's one of those games that is so much more special for people who had it growing up. It does seem like a gullible entry point to people who haven't, though. Would you say if you can play it, if you haven't played the original?
Well, you've not played the original, have you?
No, we did potentially talk about, if these podcasts go on, you might make me play the original and then we talk about going through Final Fantasy VII. So if you're interested in that, let us know. But
you made
no,
me sound
I haven't played
really
the original.
Threatening there.
What? You make me play.
Really threatening. Look, if this goes on, you're going to have to play Final Fantasy VII.
You know what I mean? As in, if we don't do normal, like, airy, bright chats, we go, right, we're going to mainline this content instead. We're going to play Final Fantasy VII. I've said it like that because I don't want to, I'm scared of committing to it in case I start it and don't like it. And then, like, you know, if it goes on, I don't know.
I would say if you've not played the original, you could absolutely play this game and love it just purely as a video game with the mechanics in it and the battle system and the story. However, how much of it you would totally get and totally understand, I do not know. Because a lot of the story, it's kind of written from the perspective of, you know what happens originally. Because without getting into spoiler territory, there's ways that this plot unfurls which deviate from the original game, which are very much done with nods and winks. They're there to make you question why it's happening and relate that back to the original story. So there's, if you don't actually know the stuff that was in the original game, you kind of need a grounding knowledge in. I would imagine you'd have a lot of fun with it. It's a guy with a massive sword. There is rip and tear to be had there.
Well,
but I imagine you would play that and go, okay, so I have several hundred questions.
Oh, well, I've just seen loads of screen caps of cats all over it, and that's what draws me to it, to be honest.
There's a lot of cats. Weirdly, there are a lot of cats in this game, but the cat character from the original game.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Is not in this game.
Well, there's a cat character in the original game.
Sort of, yeah. There's a like a magic cat that rides a giant stuffed toy, but he obviously doesn't come into the game till much later, and they set this all within the confines of the early part of Disc 1. So you know what? There's somebody screaming at this video right now. Yes, I know that the person behind him is in it, but he is not in it.
Okay. Well, I'm invested. From this point, I'm invested. And, you know, maybe I'll half commit to doing the Final Fantasy VII idea, but we'll see. We'll see. I like the airy, breezy chat. But, yeah. But for me, that sounds like quite a big game that you've kind of committed yourself to in a matter of hours. Whereas for me, over this period, it's been very much squeeze in as many short ones as I can, or like kind of 15 hours or less. So, like, I've gone through Oxenfree, which is this neat little conversational kind of a bunch of teenagers go to an island. It's all like weird 2D graphics. A bunch of teenagers go to an island for a party and go to these caves with a radio because that's what you do when you're fun youths hanging out. Go to a cave with a radio.
Where's the drinking mini game?
Yeah, well, that is the drinking game. Hanging out with the radio in a cave. So you go and turn it on and you accidentally like split time and space open and loads of ghosts come out and start going, "Ooh, we are spooky ghosts. Have some terror." And that's the game. It's like 5 hours, but it was so neat and so interesting to see all the different conversations play out. It has different endings. It's a good game. I really enjoyed that. And the other one was What Remains of Edith Finch, which is a very short one. I think that was like a night or something, which is just about someone who thinks they have a family curse. And it's just her telling you about her whole family's past and how they've died mysteriously in days gone by, and you go and experience each person's life and the things that led up to their death and just go, "Ooh, well, that's interesting."
Is it?
You zoomed in. Sorry, your face came so close to the camera then. I was like, he's going to do a bit.
Me? Do a bit? How dare you? One thing I have been doing a lot of during all this is tidying up, and I've reorganized a lot of stuff, and in the process I found some old PS4 games. Now, I got very kindly gifted Untitled Goose Game and Breath of the Wild for Christmas, and I still haven't started either of them. I know.
Goose Game is so short.
I know.
And it's such good fun.
I know. I will. I swear I will eventually, but I did find Overwatch and remembered how much I love playing Overwatch. So the last two nights, I have played Overwatch online, and it turns out, you know, they say it's just like riding a bike. You never forget how to do stuff. I've forgotten every single character on Overwatch. There's about 5 or 6 of them I was reasonably competent with. I was no good at any of them. I must have had about not even just 7 or 8 battles until I got a win, probably about 50 or 60 deaths until I got a kill. Oh. So that was humbling. I'll not be doing that again in a hurry, but it was fun. It was fun. Your teenagers at the beach getting drunk and apparently not touching each other game sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, teenagers touching each other was the jumping in point there. There was they talk about kissing, and there's two that want to get together, but they're like, "Ooh, I don't know if she likes me, I don't know if not." And you've got to kind of decide whether they're going to, you know, hang out together or not. I pushed them together. I was like, "Kiss, kiss."
This game is not set in Newcastle, is it?
No. It's a wholesome, nice game with a spooky undertone rather than a big outright horror game. Because everything I've played has had like a horror tinge to it. I'm just after like macabre horror at the moment. Bioshock was the one I played through recently. Because I have played Bioshock. And I have really enjoyed Bioshock. I can't remember anything that happened in it. Like literally, I think I must have played it with someone else maybe when I was younger and not remembered the twist or whatever, but it had just dropped out of my memory, like my experience of it. So I thought, hey, I'm gonna play through that again, and it just reminds you how brilliant it is, doesn't it? There's a reason it's on the top of all these lists and is so inspirational across the board. Like, I had a great time with Bioshock. Have you played Bioshock? Would you play Bioshock again?
This is the thing. I think you're talking about the Bioshock phenomenon here, because I have played Bioshock and Bioshock 2, and yet every single time an article comes across my desk for scrutiny that involves a big moment in Bioshock or Bioshock 2, I look at it and go, that happened? And then I have to look it up, and it turns out that it did happen, and I just erased it from my memory. So in some kind of very on-brand Bioshocky twist, I don't think it's possible for people to fully remember everything that happens. I genuinely, this is a few years ago, sent an article back to a contributor for what I thought he had done, which was including the wrong baddie in the end of the game. And I was like, this isn't the baddie. This person, are you talking? This is the wrong game. No, this is literally... it stops being Atlas and it's Frankfurt. I have no idea what you're talking about here. And then I looked it up, and even though I played the game 2 years prior, I've completely forgotten about all that. So you're not alone on this. I would absolutely play through it again.
I don't know why it happens. Like, I think it is like just taking on the qualities of the game and being like, well, this isn't for me to remember. It's for me to enjoy again and go full memento with it. So that's been enjoyable.
I know this is a gaming podcast, but I watched Memento for the first time recently.
Well, did you play a game related to it?
No, but I might have, and I just forgot. So
you might have. This is what we're going to do every week now. We're going to talk about the same games we played across this period again and again and be like, well, this is brand spanking new. The one I'm playing at the moment, I'm just rattling through these titles at the moment. What I'm playing at the moment, to get to the final actual question of what I'm literally going through at the moment, is Resident Evil 7. And I'm having a very horrible time with it because it's very scary and very spooky. And all the stuff I have spoken about with Resident Evil 7 and all of the different things I have done with it, just seeing Marguerite with her, like every time I see Marguerite, I can't cope with her. I don't like her. I don't like her stretchy arms. I don't like her weird bug infested, pouch at the front. What's it called? Mons pubis, when it's covered in beetles.
Mons pubis.
It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's really horrible. But yeah,
I've played parts of that game. It's literally in a box behind me somewhere. I have played parts of that game. I know exactly how horrible that is. And yet every time I hear her name, I still just really want pizza.
Oh, a Marguerite pizza.
Marguerite. Every time I hear it, I don't think egg sack on the vagine. I think nice, fluffy base, rich sauce and some melted cheese.
You know what? I'm going to try and, give myself that gift of what you've just said. I'm trying to insert pizza into my mindset of Marguerite, fighting giant bug minge, or I don't think I can say that. I've said it. Or a nice pizza. I think I'm going to go for a nice pizza. Have you been playing anything else? Have you dabbled in anything else? Or is there anything you're planning on playing besides The Last of Us 2, which we're definitely all going to play? Yeah.
We're definitely going to play Last of Us 2. I think I'm going to give myself a few more goes on Overwatch. I did start to get back into that. I really enjoyed it. I don't know if Overwatch still a thing. Like, it felt like the big, shooty multiplayer game for a while. I don't know if it still is.
I do not dabble with the multiplayer world. It is not for me. I'm not welcome there. So by my own self-isolation away from it, take me away from the multiplayer stuff. So I don't know. I can't comment, but I know Overwatch has always been a popular one.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a go. And then I promise everybody watching, I will get into Breath of the Wild. However, it'd not be straight away because I am cursed with every single controller I own. This PlayStation controller has a dead trigger. That PlayStation controller behind me has a dead spot on the analog stick. And now my left controller on the Switch has a dead spot on the analog stick.
Oh,
and
no.
the other one just got a janky button now. So I don't know what I do to every single controller I own. But it's probably a reason why it takes me so long to get through games.
Are you just raging whilst you're playing them and squishing all the buttons together?
I'm genuinely a pretty calm video game player, but also I get a bit too carried away maybe. So maybe it is that. Maybe I squeeze it too hard. So you relate to this. Being an only child, you have very weird tactile issues. Like I always squeeze things that I like because I don't want to let them go.
I do not have a weird tactile issue. Don't project onto me.
I've seen you when we've been back in the office and we've ordered McDonald's in on a Friday. I've seen how you clutch that bag full of fries.
I do clutch at fries. It's true. I do clutch for food. Anything else? No. Fries. Bring them to me. That's basically us. We're doing a little mini podcast. They're a bit shorter at the moment because we're doing a lot more of them. So please come check out the channel. Come check out the podcast. Come listen to us talk and we'll talk on, and there will come more every week, every day. There's more. I'm trying to remember all the different shows you have. There's loads of interesting stuff. There's a Resi retrospective from Jules and Ben Roy. There's me and Adam just talking like
just
this.
Hanging out.
Just talking. We have a horror podcast and a new horror channel as well, which you should definitely check out, which is very exciting. A new horror channel.
There's a new horror channel. I don't know anything about this, Ash. Could you give me the big details, please?
Well, we do news, lists, podcasts, and all sorts of other fun stuff with the lovely Horror Sheen. Basically, anything to do with horror, games, movies, anything else that exists in media, we bring it all together and talk about it on the Horror Channel. What we will do, because it is just launched and it's got a fresh new list on it and a lovely trailer for it and lots more content is coming soon. So please subscribe.
I was going to say, do you mean to tell me that immediately after finishing this podcast, I could go, me, a normal person, could go and subscribe to this YouTube channel?
You absolutely could. And you could also go over to our other Acast channel, What Culture Horror Podcast, and listen to a whole host of lovely horror podcasts there too.
That's a great idea. You know what? I think I'm never going to get around to playing these Switch games because I'm going to go and do that.
And you should too, viewer. Thank you for watching. Please come back again soon for more lovely podcast goodness and check out What Culture Horror, pretty please. Leave us a comment in the comment section below. But my words, they have gone. Leave us a comment in the comment section below about what you have been playing and what is exciting you. Maybe you're looking forward to The Last of Us 2. Maybe you've been replaying your whole games collection. We want to know. Give us a chat. Talk to us on Twitter as well, at Ash Millman. And Adam, where can they find you?
At Adam Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y.
Lovely stuff. Yep, we'll be here very soon once again, as will the others. Podcasts, goodbye. Thank you.
Webcam 5 me.
Oh, here it goes.
Shh.
Well there done. It is. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.